So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. We'll have Dom's Money Melody for a big prize, is it? Yes, it is the $50 Metro Diner gift certificate again today. But first, I've had the opportunity to do a podcast with current Treasurer Stacey Garrity. And I got to say, the more time you spend and the longer interviews, you get a real sense of what she's brought to this office and why, arguably, she's the most popular person in office across Pennsylvania and almost anywhere. She joins us again here on The Dom Show, Treasurer Stacey Garrity. Treasurer, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Happy to be with you.
Well, I wanted to start off by talking a little bit about what we did, the issue of school choice, which, as we both know, is in the big, beautiful bill. We've talked to McCormick about it, Senator McCormick, who co-sponsored it. You and I talked and wanted to give you a chance how important it is, particularly Pennsylvania is still a very rural state, and how there's not as much choice as we might have in some of the, you know, heavily populated areas.
No, absolutely. That's true. And so, you know, we all know that education isn't a one-size-fits-all. Over 70% of Pennsylvanians favor some type of school choice. And, you know, the bottom line is if you do it's right for parents and kids, you're not going to go wrong. But I'll give you an example from across the Commonwealth. I'm going to focus on one from my home county of Bradford County, which, you know, is one of the more rural counties in the Commonwealth. But there's a gal, Marisa Weiss. She was a senior at Achievement House Cyber Charter School. Well, she is now. But she was biracial, and so she was getting bullied in school. So she went to her guidance counselor and asked about switching to the high school's online program, but the guidance counselor refused to do it. So she and her family made the decision to switch to an online cyber charter school. Now Marissa is a senior. She's thriving. Her grades are improving every single quarter. and she works as a global studies intern. And so, you know what? Here's the deal in Pennsylvania. Our public school revenue per student increased to $23,061 in the 23-24 school year, up 44% since 2014-15. So our spending ranked seventh highest in the nation. And yet, our kids, you know, are not proficient in reading or math. And so, you know, it's just not a good return on investment.
Treasurer, our friend Beth Ann Rossico does great work on this front, writing at Broad and Liberty just the other day, said, now we're into something that I'm going back and forth with how draconian it will be. Only about one-third of students, fourth grade level, are proficient in reading and math. So they're talking about retention at the third grade level. And that is a very difficult thing. How are we not catching it, this problem, before then? So I didn't want to, you know, get into that with you, but just to back up how severe of a problem this is with the public schools.
Well, it is. So there are 380 underperforming public schools in Pennsylvania. So that's 15% of our school districts. And you know what? It's not just, you know, the Philadelphia areas. It's in rural. It's in my county. And so these kids can't afford to wait around for the public school system to fix itself. You know, parents need to be able to take control of their kids' education and give them a real shot at the future. And you know what? It could be their one and only shot.
Absolutely. One thing I did notice, because I follow you intensely, because of how well you've done meeting you at Dr. Oz way back when, and also hopefully we're going to see you on the stage for governor, which we'll talk about in a moment, some of the recent developments. But on the things that really matter, the intensity that comes forward to you and your office returning, as I understand it, military medals to the rightful recipients, how is it so many medals are misplaced and your office is involved with getting them back to people?
So, you know what? We get abandoned safe deposit boxes. And so most of these military decorations find their way to us through the safe deposit boxes. And because I am an Army veteran, getting these back to the veterans that earn them or their families is really near and dear to my heart. And so far, since I took office, we've returned over 500, Dom, including 12 Purple Hearts, 3 Bronze Stars, and the first ever Gold Star Mothers and Widowers Pilgrimage Medal. And, you know, when you think about it, every medal is a piece of somebody's story, and it's a symbol of the sacrifice they and their families made for all of us. So, you know, we're gonna keep looking to return all these military decorations. We still have 485.
Yeah, it is stunning to see that, and as a point of emphasis. And then it segues into, here we have someone with high military experience on the front line, so to speak. Listeners know about you and that story of you in the military. I believe his rank is colonel, right?
That's correct.
So we're seeing in Jersey, and rightfully so, with Mikey Sherrill running for governor, that played up by the media. If you decide to do that, or even if you don't in this role, we should, particularly your experience is central to, it's always going to be central, the Middle East, I think. It's always going to be problematic. President Trump, I think, is making it less so by his actions. Do you see that? I've seen what Josh Shapiro has said, which is the usual, almost nothing around this whole thing about what's going on in Iran. You, with that experience, what are you going through now seeing this play out in the Middle East?
Well, I'm actually very pleased with the president's actions, because he's absolutely right. They absolutely cannot be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon. And, you know, every president has said, oh, this is a red line, this is a red line. President Trump actually took action. And I'm very familiar with those bunker busters, because in my private sector world, we were involved in making some of the components. And so it was really funny, because a friend of mine called a few days before and they were like, what do you think should happen? And I said, bunker busters. And And so that's what he did. And I'm very proud of the president and his team. And I'm so impressed, Dom, with the operational security that they were able to keep that quiet. So I think it's great. It's targeted, and it was absolutely not an act of war. It was just to take apart those facilities, and they did it with extreme precision.
And the bunker busters, thank God, and you're saying that was partially here in Pennsylvania because the world allowed them, as a test of wills, to build the nuclear facility 300 feet below ground. Thank God that these were operational for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we're really blessed to have the absolute best military in the world. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in peace through strength, as is the president. And can you imagine what would have happened if we would have had Kamala Harris in office? Nothing would have happened, actually.
Yeah, it would have been the red line. And then they've already crossed it. As I said, the world, and meaning the presidents, had allowed them to do this, holding up a finger to us, so to speak, saying, hey, we're 300 feet below the ground. You will not do, and the Israelis didn't have the capability. You're not going to do anything about it.
No, absolutely not. And the world is a safer place because of the actions of President Trump.
Now, since we last talked, there's been more reporting. Even the Philadelphia Inquirer here, I think, was pretty fair to you, talking about the number of Republicans that are very supportive of seeing you take the next step. What is Stacey Garrity weighing at this point? Give us an idea of your thought process about potentially running for governor.
Well, you know what? I don't have any announcements to make today, as you can imagine, but you can expect something very, very soon. But no matter what, it is so important that our party chooses a candidate who is in the best position to beat Josh Shapiro. Because you're right, he doesn't really take a position on anything. I mean, going back to when we talked about school choice, he was for it, then he was against it, and now he's neutral. So he hasn't held, you know, one position, two positions, but three positions. And so we really need a candidate who is going to stand up to him on oil and gas because, you know, that's what we need to plug our structural deficit. We need to call him out for banning rural Pennsylvania. 48 out of 67 of our counties are indeed rural. And we need somebody that has a profile to beat him on election day. And so whatever I do, you know, I will continue to stand up for what is right in our government, regardless of my role.
You may have seen this, but Delaware Valley Journal that reports on stuff like this here locally, Pennsylvania collected $164 million in revenues from natural gas in 2024. And that is with a non-champion, I would say, of natural gas. Someone like you who champions it, imagine what that industry does and can do even better for Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. You know, energy security is national security. You know, Pennsylvania is the second largest, you know, well producing of gas, and that's because we're so blessed with the Marcellus Shale. Can you imagine if we unleashed the liquid gold we have under our feet? It would create, you know, tens of thousands of more jobs. And right now, Dom, we have 88 data centers. Ohio's kicking our butt. They have over 192. And so, you know, we could just be doing so much more in that space. And you know what? It would give us some financial breathing room, which we desperately need.
Without a doubt. Now, your office, you have real good staff, sent us information. What is the money match program? I think you had a news conference on this today.
We did have a news conference. I am so excited about money match. So money match, for the first time ever, allows Treasury to proactively return unclaimed property, of which we're sitting on $5 billion, yes, billion with a B, and this is money that does not belong to the state. It belongs to hardworking Pennsylvanians that earned it. So last week, we sent out close to 40,000 checks totaling $9.2 million. And in fact, listeners in your area, so if you look at Philadelphia, Delaware, Chester, Montgomery, and Bucks, they received $3.4 million worth of checks. So 14,019 checks. So this is great because, you know, a few hundred dollars goes a long way to help people that might be struggling to buy, you know, put food on their table, mm-hmm. or fill up their gas tanks, or, you know, pay for rent or their mortgage. So we're very excited about it. You know, it passed unanimously last year, kicked in January, and it actually eliminated red tape from government. And, you know, how unusual is that?
Absolutely. And again, what would you say as treasurer, the insight you've gotten? I mean, you're a finance person, military experience. If you did run for governor in a campaign, what would that do to inform your vision for Pennsylvania? What have you maybe learned during this period of time? Despite all that experience, I'm sure when you get into the chair, you probably have learned, oh my goodness, the waste, fraud, and abuse is a lot worse than even I thought.
Well, yes. So I would say, so our agency has a long-term strategic plan. So we've already undergone 445 initiatives to modernize Treasury and make it more efficient, because, you know, people in Pennsylvania expect the government to invest their money wisely, to treat every dollar like it's their own, and to be as efficient as the private sector. And I agree with that as a taxpayer. I 100% agree with that. So I think we have a lot of agencies in the Commonwealth that need to modernize, that need to be efficient. And I have shown that you can do a lot more without spending more.
Absolutely. For all things Stacey Garrity, or at least the Treasury part of this, where do we go?
So we go to patreasury.gov, if you want to go to the official site, patreasury.gov.
Is there an unofficial site?
There is.
Yes.
Garrity4PA is the other side.
Garrity4PA. All right, that's the side we're going to zone in on here.
Well, all right.
When the announcement comes, we do hope we're in the order of talking with you at that point, whatever it is. But I am just thrilled to have a champion there at Treasury, and do hope this is a decision will go the way of running for governor. So we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Dom. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your support. And anything you or any of your listeners need, just reach out.
All right. We will do so. Thank you, Stacey, very much.
Thanks, Dom.
Stacey Garrity. All right. The school choice issue. I told you in the big, beautiful bill, there's $5 billion. McCormick wanted a lot more. It ought to be $25 billion. Beth Ann Rossica does a great job. Brought in Liberty, talking about, look, it's extreme. I don't even know if I'm on board with this, holding back third graders. That's pretty extreme. It messes up things. But what do you do when only one third of the kids in fourth grade, where the test was, are proficient in, I think it was both reading and math, but at least math? How did we get to this point and continue at this point? And she just laid out all the spending. School choice is one of the answers. With the public schools, that's more difficult. You know what you're up against. All right, but right now, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody!
Where's all the money gone?
That is right. Today, we're playing for a $50 Metro gift certificate. Visit metrodiner.com to place your order today. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So I've got a bit of a doozy today, so try and follow with me here. So today, for the side question, we're asking for that all-time bad idea. A bad idea would be to make a pop song about blurring the lines of sexual consent between you and another partner.
Hello, yes.
That would be the basis of the Robin Thicke song "Blurred Lines."
Oh my god!
Which featured someone we were talking. Which music video featured someone we were talking about on the show today?
Okay.
Emily Ratajkowski. Another bad idea is performing that song at the 2013 VMA Awards when Miley Cyrus cut her hair infamously. You know, gave that performance on stage. That's another bad idea. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to play a cover of that song, Blurred Lines, sung by, you guessed it, the Smurfs. I want to know which language
the Smurfs and Dan
are singing Blurred Lines in. And I got to say, this language, this country is sung about.
Relevant.
The country is relevant in today's news. So I'm going to play this song. I want to know the language it's being sung in.
Hey.
They do. That's just kind of the language, though, isn't it?
All right. All right, you're going to have to work for this today. $50 gift card at the Metro Diner. What language? Any other clues?
Let's see here. So this country, they had an idea, a bad idea,
right,
back in the 60s to make a utopic city. Would you believe it failed due to rampant crime and drug use?
Socialism?
Okay.
And socialism, just a tad, yeah.
All right, throw that in. That's going to be New York's fate here. All right, hit us with that. You got a $50 Metro Diner card at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, a long and winding trail, to coin a phrase, with Henry here in today's. Who is this? What language?
What language are the Smurfs singing?
The Smurfs singing this song in.
Het wordt een knaller, weet je. De deuren openen om 8 uur.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Westville, New Jersey. All right, Jeff, out of all the languages in the world, what do you say?
Is it Farsi?
Good try. That's a good guess. Close. Pretty hot. What was the clue about country?
The country is in the news today.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
They are hosting something.
And they tried doing a utopia and failed on their face.
Yes.
Fell on their face. Yes.
Tony in Monco. All right, Tone, what's yours?
I believe it's Hebrew.
No.
Okay. Let me say this too. There is no war. There is no fighting going on in this country right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony in Chesterfield. Anthony, what's the country?
Is it Danish? Denmark.
You're so close.
Right, let's further clue because I want to get a winner here.
Yeah, you want to get one?
Say yes.
Can I throw it out there?
Yeah, sure.
A version of the language spoken often here in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yes, that's where I thought we were going. Okay, got that, Richard. Got that last part here, Richard. So it's spoken in Pennsylvania. Keep that in mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of those folks there for a long time. I'm going to say the Dutch.
Hey. All right. It does sound very Dutch, so it's in the news because of NATO.
Yes, sure. Correct.
All right, Richard.
Emily Ratajkowski, the whole thing.
Yes.
Just had to tie it in somehow.
The Hague, yeah.
The Hague, sure. Yeah. Trump's not going to be on trial for crimes there. He's cutting the NATO budget, though. That's where that comes from. All right. Dan, is there room in this town for more than one Dom? How do I match this guy? There haven't been too many Doms.
There can't
because
be two.
Big Dom has now struck a deal with Italian Flag Sox with Pete Davidson.
Oh.
Hey.
What the heck does Pete Davidson? So,
is there an ad for this?
An app?
No, like an ad, like an advertisement.
Oh, let's see. For the brand Double Souls, Pete Davidson serves as director. Big Dom, the
I'm looking to see if we can pull the video or
chief,
something.
After the sideline, President Trump, even getting a shout out from President Trump.
Yep.
Big Dom is a staple in today's sports culture, Davidson told People. It's an honor to be able to do this collaboration with him and be his friend. The Sox are limited edition, several styles, including a large Italian flag stripe. You know where I'm going with this, right, Dan?
Yeah. I like him.
Well, but I got to get him on record. Since he's such a star, could we get him on? What does he say about the question of the day? Gravy or sauce?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there you go.
The guy with cannolis in his office.
That's pretty predictable, Dom.
I think he's saying gravy.
Yeah.
Is there any record of Big Dom? Well,
but he's wrong. I mean, clearly. Wait a minute.
You can tell him that.
So sometimes known as
Big Dom to his face that he's wrong. Sure.
Well, I think it's worth it. Maybe he wants to plug the Sox. He once wore a Davidson once wore a Big Dom Godfather T-shirt on The Tonight Show. I didn't know there was such a thing.
He had what?
A Big Dom Godfather T-shirt on The Tonight Show.
I didn't know that either.
Is this guy the most overrated or up there?
If I seem distracted, it's because I'm putting up the picture.
Okay.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Right. We're going to have a picture of those socks up there in a second.
Yeah. Pete Davidson, the captain of the overrated team.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How is this guy dating a Kardashian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Didn't he date Ratajkowski, too?
Or did
I make that up?
I don't know.
It's probably in New York right now out there with the socialists. And I've seen a couple of polls out today. They have the socialist ahead. So are New Yorkers really going to put a socialist in that they hate Cuomo that much? God.
Pete Davidson, Emily Ratajkowski, briefly linked romantically late 2022, Dom.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what was on with that. Yeah,
there we go. All right. So, yes, and she's hot girls for the socialism. Hot girls for socialism today.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT to see those as socks.
Yeah, and Stephen Colbert, brilliant interview. Well, you surely think that Israel has a right to exist. Did he say yes? No, he meandered around for like 2 minutes. Colbert, that's good enough for me.
$13 for a pair of socks.
That's a lot. Maybe he'd go for the it's gravy. Big Dom says so sock. Maybe we can partner with him, Dan. There's got to be a way that gravy gets back on top here. We haven't given up yet. All right, congratulations to Big Dom. Who knew he's friends with Pete Davidson? Will he be on the sidelines?
Let's go to Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Good show today. I'm thankful you took my call. I'm not exactly sure if you're listening to Tucker Carlson and his podcast or not, but I do.
Okay.
And he's a very deep thinker, not that you're not. And he has a lot to say about his reasoning behind what's going on in Iran and in the Middle East and Ukraine. And I happen to believe a lot of what he says, not 100%. And I will say, with respect to Iran, all of us Americans were lied to about Saddam Hussein and weapons of mass destruction. And who's to say that whatever information we're getting about Iran is true or not? Because we've been lied to at least almost my entire adult life.
Okay.
Sure.
And I would say on that, Van Jones, two things. One on that, then I'll come back to Tucker. Van Jones made the great comment the other day. Van Jones, now, the world knows they've been enriching uranium. They admit to it. They're not supposed to do that. It approaches weapon grade. In other words, we know they're doing that. It's just a question of how quickly would they be able to have a full-fledged bomb. Gary, we know they're violative. What more do we need to know?
And we don't need to know. And I'm in 100% agree with Van Jones. If what he says is actually correct, God bless us and everything that we've done in Iran. And hopefully the Iranian people suffer so much that they rise up and get rid of the people that are doing it to them.
As far as Tucker, go back. Everybody can have a bad moment, but my goodness. Go back to when Tucker was in the Moscow supermarket. If that's not the Potemkin village, I don't know what's a Potemkin village, Gary. I mean, we're supposed to believe
Russia. Can I give you a context?
Go ahead.
The context is, why are we spending $1 trillion? I understand what we do. I'm not understanding where all the $1 trillion goes, but we spend $1 trillion to go do what we do all over the world for our military, but yet we can't figure out how to get the trash off of Philadelphia, or the homelessness off of Philadelphia, or the fentanyl out of Philadelphia. Just can we just clean it up here a little?
Okay, I'll answer that, because spending money for the military is an easier thing to do. Getting filth out of Philadelphia. Sherelle Parker's doing a good job, but you have people that are filthy that are going to litter. Are we going to prosecute them? Is that? It's a harder problem.
I don't think it's a harder problem at all, honestly.
You know what?
In
your honor, Gary, I put that up on Twitter, and I may talk about that more tomorrow. Sometimes in talk radio, people say stuff like that. These things are harder because it's not a question of more resources. It's a question of will to stop people from doing what you're talking about.
Okay, well, It kind of isn't the answer to the side question, but I think I've said this before. You and I've talked about it before. One of the things that, you know, this whole socialism thing going in New York, the more, it's not a bad decision, it's a bad policy, and it's not my answer today, but we've talked about it. The more we pay people to stay home and not get engaged and not work, the worse our country's going to get.
Well, we're in agreement. Gary, your answer on the side.
I'm so wound up, I don't even remember what my answer was.
You had a good one. All-time worst decision. Or maybe it wasn't.
I'm sorry. I had a Joe Biden moment. I'm going to take the stage with Donald Trump and go and do the debate.
Yes, that's a good one. Or was it a setup? Was it a great decision by the people that wanted him to fail? Gary's point, and I don't want to get in the weeds. You hear this, and Carlson would do it. Well, why are we spending this, but we can't do that? Is it a question of spending more money to stop people from littering and doing what they do in Philadelphia? No. It's a cultural thing that people have grown up with here doing this. And the only solution is not more money, resources are doing that. They're doing a pretty good job with it, I think. It's, are you going to go after people for doing that? How far do we want to go for punishing them for littering? Isn't that the answer? With fentanyl, that's even more complicated. It's the user, too. So these things we're not giving attention or resources to. They're harder human problems than coming up. I would say it's easier to come up with the resources for bunker busters than it is to clean up Philadelphia. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, let's talk about a place where things are in order, a spectacular place, and that is Sicily. Bro and I, and hopefully you are going, and a lot of talk radio listeners are, and other people that listen to talk radio in other spots join. And there's nothing like it traveling in a group in that manner. I told you Leslie was telling us at Mulligan's how she just had dinner with people she became friends with from the last tour. I was just having a conversation out here today about a big fireplace guy that remembers it fondly. It's a bond. It's able to let your hair down
Santa
and
Claus?
Talk. No fireplaces.
Well, you said he's a big fireplace guy.
Yeah, well,
when I
deluxe,
think of a big fireplace guy, I think of Santa Claus.
Okay, deluxe fireplaces. And it's all with our friends at Conservative Tours. Our guide, Lorenzo, and a bunch of the others all hail from Calabria. Calabria, very underrated. Sicily and Calabria together, that's spectacular. Bustling, colorful markets of Palermo. The awesome architecture throughout Sicily because of all the people that came through there. The Arabs, the Normans, the Germans, the Valley of the Temples. Dining events that will amaze because these are the experts. They know the local culture. They know where you want to go to really soak it all in. All this, $55.44, including airfare. Just call Conservative Tours at 888-733-9493. The Godfather Tour, all three films, Mount Etna, my favorite, Taormina, the best-known unknown destinations in Italy, in Calabria. I'll put you on the cliffs of Taormina. You will enjoy the listeners, row, the whole experience. Just call them now. Get all the information, conservativetours.com or 888-733-9493.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, Dom G here, Dano's show. Still reeling from Big Dom and the Smurfs today. We'll have another Metro Diner gift card tomorrow. Today's the 53rd anniversary of Title IX, so that makes it, what, 1972. Riley Gaines posting a lot about that today. And just think, 1972, they come up with Title IX, finally recognizing women's sports, all the things associated. And two things pop out. All the nonsense with those that are still fighting this battle of men in women's sports and the WNBA. So there's a petition to kick out of the WNBA this tallish blonde woman that plays in the same team as Caitlin Clark because she has deemed herself kind of the enforcer, as most stars do, most teams. That's exactly, if I were coaching, what they'd be put up to. You're going to take shots at Clark. You're going to continue to do nonsense. So she fouled a woman that had nothing to do with the play. All right, maybe it can be more subtle. But now we have a petition to get her out of the WNBA. Again, they have a golden opportunity to get the attention of people with Caitlin Clark there. It's a draw still. And yet, for their own product, they are a mess. And I just don't understand how we've come 53 years with the originators of this think that women's sports are in a better place. There have been abuses of Title IX, trying to come up with phony parity versus men. We've seen it with the U.S. soccer team at times, some of the stuff that's going on. But by and large, this was revolutionary for the good. It opened up sports to women, and all the things that men have gained from sports are now open, 53 years. All right, let's go to Bill and Bucks. And Bill's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Bill.
Hello there, Dom. I'm sorry I couldn't come down there on last Friday. We had some weather problems up here. And
I understand. There'll be more coming up with Mulligans.
Right, I will come down.
No excuses, sure. Bill. We got a guy, Chef Dave.
Well, that's true.
He had a down power line.
Yeah, people's power back on. Yeah.
Well, right, he almost electrocuted himself.
Yeah, well,
he
took a chainsaw to his own tree that was touching an active power line to cut it out so he could get down to Dom Day. And what are you doing, Bill?
Yeah.
Using that as an excuse? Come on, sir.
I'm an independent contractor for PICO.
Well, that would do it.
PPNL.
You know what? I go 180 then, and I thank you for pulling us out of what we just saw this past week, and I'm sure you still got a ton of work going forward with the heat that we're seeing now, sir. So thank you.
Yeah. So no, I don't do the work. I just do the inspections. I don't do the work. I just look at stuff and say yes, no, fix it, you know, whatever.
Okay.
That's it. Anyway, I'm sorry I missed Fred Herron down there. You know, and Chief Malloy, and, you know, got a good group down there. Scott Presler, who I met back at the Board of Elections last fall when we were in turmoil out there with, you know, Harvey and Diane Ellis, Marsaglia, you know, and that group. So, but I will be in Wildwood one of these days.
Okay. What do you have on the side today, Bill?
Looking forward to it.
Well, I got an invention that was supposed to revolutionize the personal transportation industry. Basically by Dean Kamen back in, I think it was 1999 or 2004, wherever. It was called the Segway.
Yes, that's a good one. Dan, I was doing overnights then, and I saw this with Drudge. Oh, my God, it's coming. I think 5 o'clock that morning they unveiled it, the Segway. They have them in downtown Philadelphia in a parking garage stored.
Yeah.
I don't see people going around Philadelphia on the Segways very much anymore.
Did you do one of those tours?
No.
Never?
No. I mean, they look...
Strap on one of those corny helmets?
Yeah, yeah. They look kind of unwieldy.
It was fantastic. We had a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So we got
the... Friend fell off of one. It was great.
We got the lightning round coming up next. We still have President Trump there at NATO. And we've talked today with the Treasury Secretary about running for governor. The president gave, well, I guess you would call it a half endorsement to Dan Muser, the congressman. I think, though, most of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania see Garrity as a stronger candidate. And I don't see Josh Shapiro, not just because of personal antagonism. I don't see him as overwhelming. He would be the favorite to win. But I think there are several areas. The trans issue is one to take him on because he's got to play the national game. Now, over in Jersey, Jack Cetarelli might have it a little bit harder because I don't think she has to play the national game quite as much. But even there, she's playing the moderate game, Mikey Sherrill. And the issue I think that can easily take her away from that is, what is a woman? I think she would be flummoxed. I don't think they have, even the most skilled would have trouble with that. We've seen it. Woman's Ketanji Brown, Supreme Court. I'm not going to answer that question. And she's prepped. You have to be to get through that process. Why is that so hard? You know why it's hard. Because anything they say on that is going to offend their base if they meander even a little bit away. Can Cheryl do that? Well, what she'll try to do early on is saying, we have real problems. Why are you asking me dumb questions like that? Words along those lines. Let's talk about affordability, et cetera. No, no, no. Let's talk about this. It gets at the heart of who these Democrats are. They are radical. Even if they can put on a face, Madeline Deem, when we played that today, that seems to be more moderate. They're trying to moderate their tone, but not the policies. They can't, particularly in a place like Jersey. They can't run away from that. All right, lightning round now at 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Today's the day that a socialist may be elected mayor of New York City. And it's also the day that Napoleon decided to invade Russia. By the way, I'm looking at the Inquirer coverage of the Miles Pfeiffer trial, the shooter of Officer Sergeant Fitzgerald. And the Inquirer says, in pretty fair coverage, the harrowing video, point-blank range, firing multiple times at the head of the officer, was shown today. Several people in the packed courtroom gallery cried as it was played. Others left the room before it was put on the screen to avoid having to watch it. I think it ought to be mandatory that we watch it and then ask ourselves, and Josh Shapiro and others, why would this not be worthy of the death penalty? Let's go to Joe in Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My bad idea is that of constantly electing to the presidency persons who have spent their entire life in politics rather than electing persons such as Donald Trump and Stephen Moore, persons who are well-versed and steeped in economics and know how to shepherd capitalism on a national and global scale.
Thank you, Joe. Good one. I want to go to Joe of Columbus, though. I think this is eye-opening, and I seem to remember this. Joe, what's yours today?
Dom, we, like I've said numerous times, we come from the same generation. This goes back to the HO cars and the chemistry sets. And it just jogged my memory about a week ago on the Discovery Channel where you could have purchased a kit on a chemistry level type setting where you could build your own scale atomic bomb mushroom cloud reaction. The problem was the kit came with a small cube of uranium.
Oh, my God.
And it was detectable, very detectable, on a Geiger counter. And I just don't know how that got through the system, through the, you know, the whatever, the, you know, the Better Business, FDA, anything.
Well, Joe, we were playing with lawn darts in, too.
Yeah, but you knew how to get out of the way of those.
Uranium, that's a good one. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours today?
Well, I don't have time to talk about how to stay cool in this hot weather. I got this one out of the Earl Kives. Marie Curie discovered radium,
right,
and that it was radioactive, and that radioactive is a form of energy. So starting around 1918 in East Orange, New Jersey, they started selling a patent medicine, which was distilled water and radium called Radithor. It was called a cure for the living dead and perpetual sunshine. It was a drink, an energy drink that people would take. The industrialist Eben Beyer drank 1,400 bottles between 1927 and 1930. And people said he was the picture of health until his jaw fell off.
Oh, thank you, Earl. That's pretty good from your archives, their Earl Ives. All right, Dan, what did you like today? There were several really
Joe
good.
Joe Columbus with the chemistry set was really good.
Yes.
I liked the Dylan Mulvaney call. Did kick off a lot, even though I feel like it's kind of redundant at this
yeah.
point. And Pat, opening a glass bottle cap with your teeth.
Yep, I like the Joe uranium, I have to say. But Henry,
yeah,
you may decide.
I like
here,
Joe and uranium with uranium.
Yeah.
I like Earl with the Radithor yeah. there. And then another one I thought that was very good was Jesse and Drexel Hill. Giving the Nobel Peace Prize to the guy who invented
lobotomy. I like the uranium. Like, how did that get through since it's in the news? All right, Joe of Columbus, we'll put you inside the big envelope as we head toward a winner this week. Thanks to everyone for listening today. Tomorrow, this trial, though, just reading what's going on in the first couple days. And here is something almost miraculous in the Trump administration. Stocks have risen, at least until this point today. Oil prices are falling amid the ceasefire. Think about that. Just the slightest mention of the Middle East, and oil prices usually zoom up. That is stunning stuff to see play out. All right, Richie Always Next. He's got you for 4 big hours. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. 3 big hours tomorrow, noon until 3. And congrats to Big Dom with the Italian Sox. We'll see how that plays out. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.